In this example, I've taken the MIDI drum part that's sitting behind the audio track, and I've extracted the hi-hat pattern from that MIDI part, and I'm using the notes within that hi-hat pattern to trigger the MIDI gate.